بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we want to talk to you about a pressing problem that we find is going on in a lot of our communities. And this is the type of problem that usually doesn't get addressed because no one really pays attention to it. We become Muslim, alhamdulillah. Allah guides us to Islam, opens our hearts to Islam. And then what comes about is we start going to the masjid, and then we run back and forth to the masjid to make the salawat al-khams, or the five daily prayers. And then things begin to become routine for us. And those little things that we used to notice in the beginning, we stop noticing. And if no one brings them back to our attention or back to the forefront, a lot of times these problems go unsolved. And we want to talk to you today about one of these problems that are pressing in a lot of our communities. In the hopes that the majority of you, if not all of you, get up and walk away from this. Saying, okay, I have to be an active part in finding the solution to this problem. And this is us living our lives, not being aware, and not caring about those around us. After all, we're Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, Al-Mu'minun wal-Mu'minat, Ba'aduhum, Awliya'u Ba'd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His ayah that the believing men and women are awliya of one another. Now the thing about it is we want to sit down and we want to talk about what is awliya. What is this word? What does it mean? And are we being awliya to our brothers and sisters? The word awliya, it means a helper, or a supporter, or a friend, or a protector. Now you sit down and think for a second. Is this the role that you're playing with your brothers and sisters? Now I'm not talking about your children. I'm not talking about your spouse. I'm not talking about your family members. I'm talking about your brothers and sisters in general. Can you honestly say that you're trying to be a friend or a protector or a supporter to any of them? Do you hold them the same way that you hold your friends? Do you check on them to make sure that they're all right when you don't see them for a couple of days or you may not talk to them? Do you check to make sure they're all right? Do you care whether or not that they're eating? Do you care whether or not they're going through problems or difficulties in their households or in any aspect of their lives? How is it that there are so many unemployed brothers and sisters in our community that need jobs, not want a job, but need a job, and are actively searching for a job, and we're not helping them? Can we honestly say that we're being friends to these people? Because if we can't, okay, it's time for us to begin. It's time for us to take that family that we know is going through hard times. Now, yes, there are a lot of families that really, they're not really trying to do anything. But that's the parent, that's not the children. The majority of us, we're not rich. But if we join together with a couple of other brothers and sisters in the community, we say we grab maybe 10 of our friends. And everybody within the course of the week gives up $10. You'd be surprised what you can't buy with $10. A couple of pieces of candy and a 2-liter bottle of soda. And we give this up out of the week. 10 times 10 is $100. Think of what that family could do with $100 within the course of that week. Feeding their family, paying bills, buying necessary clothes for themselves as well as their children. And as we said, the majority of us, we're not rich. But all of that eating out that we do, going out to McDonald's and going out to this place and going out to this place and going out to this restaurant and going to do this and going to take the family out to do this. Yes, everyone should do this with their family from time to time. And I'm not saying don't do it, you're bad if you do it. But what I am saying is that you can give up a little bit for somebody that you're really, truly, and honestly trying to be a friend or a helper or a supporter of. And this is the gist of my message today, is we want to understand that there are a lot of things that we need to be doing. There are a lot of uneducated people that live in some of our communities. Some people that may not even be able to read or write. You can't give up a day, not even a whole day, an hour out of the course of a day, and sit down with them and teach them what it is that they need to know, or even how to use computers. You can't sit down with the people in your communities and open up for them a way to learn how to do something that's going to bring them a skill that's going to do what? That's going to turn around and benefit themselves and their families. As we said, if only 10 of us did this out of the community, that's 10 hours that we're going to sit with some individuals or an individual and show them how to do what it is that they need to do to make their lives better for themselves and or for their families. Is this not what friends do for one another? Does a friend allow their friend to be hungry, to go without food? Does their friend allow their friend to go without being able to pay their bills and going without jobs and basic skills for living? Because if you can say you do, then I don't know what type of friend you may be or what type of friends you have. Because this isn't what a friend does. And if we realize that this is not the way that friends act towards one another, this is not the way that helpers and supporters act towards one another, then we need to adjust the way that we're acting towards our brothers and sisters in Islam. Because as we see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that the believers from amongst the men and the women are awliya, or helpers and supporters and friends and protectors of one another. So this is the way that we need to be being with our brothers and sisters. As well, when we look at the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, we know that there's a very famous hadith on the authority of Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, where he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. And this hadith is reported by both Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim. And in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Is this the way that we are with our brothers and sisters? Can we honestly say we love for them what we love for ourselves? Here in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing the individual, the believer. And this is a characteristic that all of us want to have. We all want to be described as believers. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was describing the believer. He said that none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So if we want to be this way, if we want to be described as believers, then we need to begin to love for one another the same thing that we love for ourselves. This means no more just walking by smiling, talking about, okay, well, listen, this is sadaqah. I smile at my brother or sister, this is sadaqah. Listen, you need to take it a step further than this. Because you, as an individual, like when you go to the masjid or you see one of the brothers out in the streets or one of the sisters out in the streets and they ask you from their heart, how's everything going? They really truly show you concern. They really truly show you that they love you. This is the way that you're supposed to be with your brothers and sisters, not just your friends from amongst the brothers and sisters, but all of the brothers and sisters. You should be showing them your support. You should be showing them that you care. You should be willing to go that extra mile the same way you want people to go that extra mile for you. You shouldn't be willing to let somebody walk down the street and you ride by them right down the street and halfway look and act or act like you don't even see them as they're walking down the street. You don't want someone to do this to you. No, you don't want to walk around picking up strangers, but we do it to people that we know, people we see in the masjid all the time. Is this us loving for our brothers what we love for ourselves? We sit in front of the brothers and sit and eat. We'll go down and buy cheesesteak hoagies and go down and buy lamb steak hoagies and we'll go down and buy this and we'll go down and eat this in front of the brothers and know that a brother's going through hard times. And not even say, listen, Aki, why don't you come over here and eat with me? Or know that a brother and his family is going through hard times, not really have too much food in the house, and you know everyone in the community knows he's going through problems. Why is it with all of this extra money that you have that you can eat out and you can go out to these different areas of entertainment and things along these sorts? You can't invite that brother and his family over for dinner one night and make it nice for them. Give them something to enjoy. Give them something to remember. Give them something to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Would you or would you not love that someone did this for you? Your brother is out of work. You know this is a good brother. He's just going through hard times. You all know that the economy isn't doing the best right now. So there are a lot of people that are good workers, they're hard workers, that they may have got laid off because their jobs closed down or because they had cutbacks and things along these sorts. How is it that you could say that you'd want someone to give you a leg up and you're not willing to give someone else a leg up? Why is it that you're refusing to give someone a recommendation? To go to your boss and say, listen, I know someone that would be perfect for this job. He's dependable, she's dependable, he's this and that. And sit down and speak with an individual and be like, listen, I have something for you. I heard you were looking for a job or something. I want you to come with me on Monday. We're going to go in and talk to my boss. I told him about you, inshallah ta'ala. He's willing to check you out. Would you not want someone to do this for you? Would you not need this, especially if you're in a situation of trying to take care of your household? We need to stop being so selfish. We need to stop not caring about one another. Because this actually is causing other problems. But what we want to do, we want to deal with the problem at its root. We want to say, okay, well, listen, these are the fundamental problems that we're having in the community. And from these problems, there's other problems that are stemming off. Because if we had this mutual love for one another and this mutual feeling that we needed to protect and help and support one another, and that we were there for one another, do you think all of this hatred that's going on or all of this jealousy and this envy that's going on is going to be happening? Do you think that people are going to be able to be walking around with all of these bad feelings in their hearts towards one another? And this within itself is going to have a major, and this within itself is going to have a major effect on the community at large. So why don't we just agree now that we're going to make a difference? Whether it's me and two of my friends, five of my friends, 10 of my friends, or the whole of the community, it doesn't matter. If I have to do it by myself, I'll do it by myself. But I'm going to make a difference in one of my brother and sister's lives. And I'm going to call others to making this difference in some of the brothers and sisters' lives until we get our community to the situation where we actually are caring about one another. Not about the fact that that individual is a Muslim, but we're caring about that individual as an individual. Because it's not about what Abu Abdullah is telling you about how it is that you're supposed to be. Abu Abdullah is only telling you what Allah and His Messenger said about how it is that you're supposed to be with one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct that which is in our hearts. And aid us in being more like brothers and sisters and friends and helpers and supporters of one another. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.